This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson, we're going to be discussing how to avoid the entrepreneurial burnout. So if you're feeling a little down, you have lack of energy, things are tough right now, I'm going to share some tips and some ideas that have pulled me through the dark days. And believe me, if you're an entrepreneur, there will be a significant amount of dark days. There's going to be some great days, and there's going to be some dark days, and there's going to be some so-so days. But that's what it is to be an entrepreneur. It's on that journey of getting better. And I think my entrepreneurial journey started out where all I did is focus on money. That's all I wanted to make was money. But as I started to make more money, I realized and I said to myself, is there more to life than just making money? And then understanding really when I changed, I think my mindset and my thought was when I started Jake and Gino. And to me, I always thought about starting a business to be able to provide for my family. That's why I started the restaurant. Hey, I need a job. I need to make money. I need to provide for my family. When in reality, an entrepreneur needs to think about the customer they're going to serve, the value they're going to deliver. So what I should have thought of when I started that restaurant was, how can I provide amazing food for the customers coming in? How can I deliver an amazing experience for them? And the more that I focused on that, the irony is the more profitable you become, the more aligned you become with becoming an entrepreneur, the better you feel. Your results get better. And the better that your results are, the more money shows up. So the first thing, how to avoid your entrepreneurial burnout. This may seem simple. Some of you may think I'm crazy. It's never going to work. I've had good partners. I've had really bad partners. Find a good partner. When I was at the restaurant for years, I had a good partner in my brother. We sort of didn't align in certain areas. We did in some other areas, but it wasn't the partner that I needed to scale that business. And it was no one's fault. I just wasn't at the right place in my life to be able to scale a business or even understood what that meant. Once I met Jake, our values aligned. We wanted to grow this multifamily business. We had what one of my mentors, Rick Sapio, calls values-based decision-making. And you should make every decision on your life based on your values. And right now, if you don't know what that means, or you don't have values, or you don't know what your values are, stop and reflect upon that after this podcast is over and say, well, what are my values? For me, when I met Jake, my values were, it was family, but it was integrity. It was hard work. It was dedication. It was discipline. It was responsibility. And I needed to select a partner that had those kinds of values that I admired. Our goals were aligned. We wanted to own real estate together for the long term. We wanted to produce an enduring organization. We wanted to create cash flowing businesses. And that's what Jake and I had. The other great partner that I have that I've really been blessed with is my wife. We've been married over 25 years. When things get tough, having a partner like her, going home to her and saying, hey, Jewel, I had a rough day today. Can we talk about it? Let's go for a walk. It is so great because there's no one else that you can really talk to. With Jake, I just got off a podcast with him. We brainstormed 15 minutes after the podcast. Being able to tell somebody you had a rough day, or being able to share a win, being able to discuss things with people that know what's going on, it's really, really important. And I'm going to give a shout out to a lot of those influencers, a lot of those people that you may love, you may hate. I just admire them. I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. Donald Trump, don't love him, don't hate him. I admire what he's been through, all the crap that he's been through. And if you're an entrepreneur and you've built businesses and you've been through the thick and the thin, you look at a person like that, the stuff that he's endured the last 4 years, I have respect for that. Someone like Grant Cardone, you may love him, you may hate him. I truly admire that guy because of all the lawsuits, of all the haters, of all the negativity, He's by himself there. He may have his team, but at the end of the day, it's all directed at Grant. That will take most mere mortals down, not him. Elon Musk is another one that Jake just mentioned to me. He said, Gino, you need to go get Elon Musk's book. He's another person. How many people do you know at the same time are taking on GM, want to go to NASA? They want to go to Mars. They've got solar panels going on. They've got, you know, PayPal, all of these different ideas. He's buying Twitter and all of the hate. He doesn't care. He's built up a tolerance. I truly admire that because I want to be that person. So if you're an entrepreneur, don't be hating these people. At the very least, admire them, find out what they're doing, and go out there and find a partner that can help you and that can provide a little bit of sanity at times. But at the end of the day, remember, it's about values-based decision-making. The second one is walk away every so often so you can recharge. And I don't know what that looks like to you. Is it quarterly? Are you taking weekends off every, maybe once or twice a week? Take a couple hours. I know tomorrow, 3:30, I'm going shooting with my son. Going to take off a couple hours. That's fun. That's really going to be awesome to recharge. It's important that you need to walk away and you really need to stop and think. I'm reading Morgan Housel's book, the second book. And what I love about it in the book, he's got a lot of great analogies, great stories. But with this, when you walk away and you recharge, even throughout the day, we're so connected to our devices. We're so connected to being locked in. We don't give ourselves time to think. Have you ever thought in the morning when you're in the shower, I've got these great ideas popping in my head. I need to take more showers. I need to take longer showers. No, what you need to do is you need to go sit in the corner for 30 minutes or go for a walk for 30 minutes and let your mind do thinking. Because right now, the Industrial Revolution was all about go to work, do something. It's manual. You're going to keep doing the same things over and over again. You don't really need to think. But now we're talking in this kind of economy, in this kind of market, all you do is think and you're trying to solve problems. So if you don't give yourself the time to step away and to recharge and to come up with some ideas, you're not going to be successful. You will burn out. Number three, make sure that you have a mission statement and you have core values. When I had my one restaurant, I had neither. I was running at a whim. I didn't know how to make decisions. It was everyone else's fault. But as an entrepreneur trying to scale the real estate at 500 units, we decided to hire scaling up coaches. We decided to get in with Gino Wickman's traction as well. We created a mission statement. We create communities and empower people to be the best versions of themselves. That's our mission statement. Do you have a mission statement? Do you have that North Star? We also created core values. People first. Unwavering ethics, extreme ownership, make it happen, growth mindset. Those are so pivotal and so important as an entrepreneur to be able to have those, to be able to hire, fire, live by those. And don't make those your marketing points. Make those your life values. Now, why would you need that to avoid burnout? Because when things get tough, you've heard Simon Sinek say, you know, the reason why, what is your why? Well, embedded in those core values is your why, is why you're doing it, right? And it's also going to help you out. It's going to give you the decision. It's going to give you the strength and the fortitude to pull through. This next one, join groups, join masterminds, invest in your education. Get into those rooms where you're not the smartest person. Don't be afraid. And all of a sudden, you're in those rooms. As Dr. Benjamin Hardy likes to say, your input shapes your outlook. So if you're in those rooms where everyone's inspired, everyone's got great ideas, everyone's really happy, they really want to be there, that level, that state, that energy's there, well, guess what? Your outlook is going to be looking a lot better. You're going to be avoiding burnout that way because you can't burn yourself out when you're in a state of grace, when you're in a state of happiness, you're in a state of joy, you're in a state of passion, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Your gifts and your talents. That's how you avoid burnout, by continuing to work on those things. Number five and number six, really important, health. You need to take care of yourself. You need to sleep. You need to hydrate. You need to eat what works for your body. I'm not going to be out here saying, hey, have less sugar, less carbohydrates, less vegetable oils, whatever that looks like. You can go get your health from a doctor or from a nutritionist. All I know is that once you reclaim your health, you stop eating junk food, you stop drinking soda, diet soda, you stop having fast food, all of a sudden the energy plops up, your physiology is great, and you're ready to go. It will help you avoid burnout. And that next one is having a hobby. I like to shoot guns with my son. It gives me time away. It's a special moment. We're creating experiences with my son. I like to go fishing. Fishing at the beach, surf casting. If you've never tried it, it is freaking awesome. I love it. Hey, I also sing opera. And when I'm there, I always pick these hard hobbies. If you've ever sung before, it is one of the hardest things to possibly do is to sing opera. But I like it because it's a challenge. It makes me think of something different. It makes me get out of my comfort zone. It makes me stretch. And I'm also pretty good at it, and I enjoy it. So go out and find a hobby. And the last one, find a coach. You've joined the groups. You're taking care of your health. You've got hobbies going on. You've stepped away. You're thinking, finding a coach, whether it's a business coach or a life coach or a wellness coach, just to check in and have that conversation. Maybe therapy works for you as well. Whatever works for you. Being able to talk to somebody who's detached from what's going on in your life. Sometimes your spouse, your significant other, your partner, they have that attachment that they want to see you succeed, and they won't give you tough advice. They won't give you something that you need to hear. They may not challenge you. So having a partner is really important, but also having that coach, that mentor, that person who's going to give you tough love sometimes, or really ask you those challenging questions to make you figure it out, is also really helpful. Now, we've been talking about this entrepreneurial burnout, avoiding it. If you want to scale a business and multifamily, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a copy of Wheelbout Profits. And if you're a true entrepreneur who hasn't gotten into real estate yet, get the Wheelbout Profits book. Email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. But I'll also send you a copy of The Honeybee, because The Honeybee talks about complementary streams of revenue. So whether you've got a restaurant, whether you've got a gym, whether you've got a food business, whether you've got a real estate empire, whatever that is, there's complementary streams of revenue. And as an entrepreneur, to be able to build those and to be able to create additional streams of revenue, it's an amazing thing. So email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. And until next time, go out there and make it happen. Thanks, everyone.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.